job, you had a ticket to the middle class. We now know for millennials, right now, low-skilled 18 to 35-year-olds, 22% have not been employed in the last 12 months. You know, Larry Summers says in the next generation of kids will going into the workforce, a quarter of prime-age men will not be employed at any one time in the future. So I think we need to understand, you know, people have not had the same good fortune with the job market that people of my generation did. And they look at work a lot differently. They have access to all kinds of information and the ability to write music, play music, and then publish their own music or publish their own book or sell things on Etsy or hang out with their friends and, you know, play video games or read, you know, information from museums all over the world or actually visit them virtually. So I just think we cannot decide that a generation of people who were very aligned with work are the way that we're going to decide what millennials really want. And all the experience says that their loyalty to an employer, they don't have a one job in a lifetime. They're supposed to have 9 to 12 jobs by the time they're 35.
Wow.
They jump from job to job, you know, for both career and for interest purposes. As I said, a lot of them are living home with their parents because that's the only way they can live economically at a level that they choose to want to. So I don't think they're looking at work and saying, you know, this is my self-actualizing future and I need to work more. You know, I think they have a different set of priorities or a different mixture of work and leisure and life and love, and I think we need to explore that.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org. Time now for Highway 322 with a special theme of immigration. There's the theme. Highway 322 means you're in for a great hour of folk music and basically American music. And we've got a theme here tonight. My name is Ginger, and I've got songs about immigration. Seems very timely, doesn't it? I'm not going to pontificate either way, but I am going to play some really good songs about immigrants and immigration. The Irish, the Mexican, you'll see. Starting off with Steve Earle, City of Immigrants, here on KGNU.
Sleep, heart keep the time to a thousand beats, singing like Tennessee rules and Washington waiting and all my sins. Living in a city of immigrants. City of black.
Song I'm gonna sing is an old song, not too old. I sang it on the midnight special on that NBC thing and never got on the air. Never released it. I don't think it was the song itself. It was probably the introduction, you know. Before I sang the song, I said I was talking about little kids because I got some, and I was saying must be strange to grow up in this country and not know what a grape looks like. Doesn't sound too subversive, right? Doesn't mean nothing. Kicked it off the air, though. The crops are all in, the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dump. They're flying you back to the Mexico border to pay all your money to wait back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rode the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. And all they will call you will be deportees. Now some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers and thieves. We died in your hills and we've died on your deserts. We've died in your valleys, we've died on your plains. We've died in your trees and we've died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we've died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita, adios. Mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. And who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? to fold like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil and be known by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all that will call you will be deportees.
God fear it as you. I Playgrounds and empty switching yards. The turtles eat the skin from your eyes, so they lay open to the stars. Your clothes give way to the current and river stone, till every trace of who you ever were is gone. And the things of that the things of heaven may do the same. By my darling, for your love I give God thanks. Meet me on the matter, Morris. Meet me on the matter, Morris. Meet me on the matter, Morris banks. Over every stone, walk on twine and tie tree. My pockets full of dust, mouth filled with cool stone. Pale moon opens the earth to its bones. How long, my darling, for your kiss, for your sweet love I give God thanks. A touch of your loving fingertips. Meet me on the meadow moors. Meet me on the meadow moors. Meet me on the meadow moors. Your sweet memory comes on the evening wind. I sleep and dream of holding you in my arms again. The lights of Brownsville across the river shine. Shout rings out until the silty red river I die. How long, my darling, for your kiss, for your sweet love I give God thanks. The touch of your loving fingertips. Meet me on the meadow moors. Meet me on. Meet me on the meadow moors.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU Listener members and by the 303 Blues Project, supporting the blues community of Northern Colorado. Proud to present the Deep Pocket Thieves at Shine Restaurant and Gathering Place, with support from the Steel Blues Band. On November 5th, starting at 5:30 p.m., the night kicks off with lessons from the Blues Dance Group. More information at 303bluesproject.org.
You're listening to Highway 322 here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and doing a theme about immigration. Seemed like a very appropriate topic with Election Day just a few days away, and two very different approaches to immigration from our candidates, our presidential candidates. And so make up your own mind, but these are some songs that express the sentiments of people that have immigrated to the United States. It's a big topic. So what we heard was City of Immigrants from Steve Earle from Washington Square Serenade, and then Deportee from Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger with a funny little introduction there. Melanie DeSure, Yes I Am an American, and that's a new song to me. Not sure who she is, but good song for the theme. After that, Bruce Springsteen, Matamoros Banks from Devils and Dust here on KGNU.
In the town of Red Nosa, there's a beautiful river. It shines in the Mexican sun. There are boats and they cross from one side to the other at dusk when the hot day is done. It's from there to Acuna, to Del Rio, Texas, U Valley, up through San Antonio. Pesos I saved up for years, and I'll trade for the chance to send dollars back home. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? You took all our money and left us to die in the heat of the South Texas sun. Coyote, que hiciste cabrón? He steps out of the shadows, he won't look in my eyes, his hand's out to take all I've got. He says that he smuggled 1,000 good men, and he says that he's never been caught. So were 17 other braceros like cattle packed in for that long final ride. In a semi-truck crossing the border, it's dark and it's hot as an oven inside. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? Took all our money and left us to die in the heat of the South Texas sun. Coyote, que hiciste cabrón? Shadows are asking in whispers why the truck stopped in the heat of the day. At the first sign of trouble, he's left us all there by the road and he's walking away. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? Took off.
South Texas sun. Coyote que hiciste, cabrón. Coyote que hiciste, cabrón.
Compartiremos todos un mismo sentimiento, aunque el tiempo haya pasado, con orgullo y dignidad, tu nombre lo he llevado, a todo el mundo entero le he contado tu verdad. Pero tierra, ya no sufras, corazón, no te quebrantes, no, no hay mal que dure 100 años.
me duele el corazón.
Pathway leads into the west, I say it never really ends. And these legs of mine that weren't made to rest, I let them take me where they sent me wandering. As long as I remember, I've been a wandering. January to December, I go wandering. No one asks the wind to blow, no one tells the bird to fly, no one tells me when to go, and I don't need a reason. Why I'm wandering. As long as I remember, I've been wandering. January to December, wandering.
I didn't see the stars. the back door silently, unwanted, unseen, and unheard. I know I'm lonely in this country. I think I always have been. I knew as a child I'd leave Ireland. The goodbyes were ghosts in the wind. A dream handed down in my family. Uncle Pat and Aunt Han before him. And over the radio to haunt me, all the songs they sang were of leaving. I didn't see the Statue of Liberty, never heard her welcoming words. I came through the back door silently, unwanted, unseen and unheard. I don't mind hard work for a living. There's so much I'm able to do. I can't spend my life as a living with nothing to look forward to. I want my own bed, my own kitchen. I want my nights to myself. I don't want to hide underground anymore. It means that I hide from myself. Give me your poor, your tired, and your hungry. The exiles of your tears. In the hearts back at home, but not meant for the living anymore. I'm a long time out by the back door, a long time passing unseen. Voices that haunt me are harsh now, confuse me and urge me to leave. But I claim the promise of this country, and I have the right to my own dream, and no one can take that away from me. I have half a chance here. I'm not leaving. I didn't see the Statue of Liberty. Never heard her welcoming words. Came through the back door silently, unwanted, unseen, and unheard. Unseen and unheard.
You brave Irish people, wherever you be, I praise down the moon. Far distant strand, they are leaving old Ireland. handkerchiefs leaving and bidding goodbye. Their hearts will be breaking on leaving the shore. Farewell, dear old Ireland, we'll never see you more. I pity the mother who rears up the child, and likewise the father who labors and toils to try to support.
Brave young sons of Erin's Isle, I hope you will attend a while to the wrongs of dear old Ireland. I am going to relate. 'Twas black and the curse, it was the day when our Parliament was taken away. And all our griefs and sufferings commence from that day. For our hardy sons and daughters fair to other countries must repair and leave their native land behind in sorrow to deplore, to seek employment. Far, far away from their native home, from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. And now Ireland is with plenty blessed, but the people we are sore oppressed, all by those cursed tyrants we are forced for to obey. Some haughty landlords for to please, our houses and our lands they'll seize. To put 50 farms into one and take us all away. Regardless of the widow's size, the mother's tears and orphan's cries. In thousands we were driven from home, which grieves my heart full sore. We were forced by famine and disease to emigrate across the seas from that sore oppressed island that they call Shamrock Shore.
Ooh.
taxes far to pay to support that law-protected church to which they do adhere. And our Irish gentry, well, you know to other countries they do go, and the money from old Ireland is squandered here and there. For if our squires would stay at home and not to other countries roam, but to build mills and factories here to employ the laboring poor, for if we had trade and commerce here, to me no nation could compare to that sore oppressed island that they call Shamrock Shore. John Bull, he boasts, he laughs with scorn, and he says that Irish man is born to be always discontented, for at home we cannot agree. But we'll banish the tyrants from our land, and in harmony like sisters stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let us all united be, and our Parliament in College Green, for to assemble it will be seen. And happy days in Erin's Isle we soon will have once more, and dear old Ireland soon will be a great and glorious country. Peace and blessing soon will smile all round the Shamrock Shore.
You'll think you've been tuning into the Irish show there. A couple of Irish songs about immigration, about landing in the United States and having to adjust and how difficult it is. We heard first from Guy Clark, El Coyote, and then Por Si Acaso, No Regreso by Celia Cruz. And then in the Irish theme, Tim O'Brien, Wandering. And from Cherish the Ladies, The Back Door, and Thousands Are Sailing from Pan Morgan. And then finally, Shamrock Shore by Karen Casey. And Jack, did you find out?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So the Irish show, if you're interested in that kind of music, is Solta Gael on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. So tune in if you like that kind of music. All right, just a couple of more songs here, not even, before Jack Rummel comes on with Ragtime America. You're listening to KGNU.
I know what's going on here. Ain't no great mystery. Y'all have lost faith in yourselves, as clear as it can be. You can whine all you want to, drown in your misery, or you can listen to me. Listen to me. Laugh and be happy, don't you ever wear a frown. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Laugh and be happy, it's a simple thing to do. Your dream and your dream will come true for you. Be a red sun shining in the sky so blue, like birds singing in the trees. Be a real silver lining up there for me and you. Listen to me, listen to me. The country that we're living in,
Jamaica, USA.
That's right. It's never been about keeping you out. It's about inviting you in, letting you play. So laugh and be happy. Smile.
KGNU wants to thank the hundreds of active volunteers who power our community radio station. Join us on Saturday, November 12th at the Boulder Studio for Pi R Square, our yearly celebration for Mouse Bradshaw's legacy as membership director at KGNU. This year's Pi R Square will honor Mouse and celebrate all KGNU volunteers. Goofy prizes will be awarded for the best pie and best mouse costume. Bring a pie to share, savory or sweet, to enter the pie walk. That's Pi R Square, a KGNU volunteer appreciation party on November 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more info, visit kgnu.org.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. We heard Laugh and Be Happy from Randy Newman, whimsical little song there, and didn't have time for Immigration Man, Graham Nash, and David Crosby, and I was going to lead into the Ragtime America show with Duke Ellington, Immigration Blues. That didn't happen. Time now for Ragtime America.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to spend an hour looking at the life and listening to the music of the man who wrote the biggest selling rag in our entire history. I'm referring to Ude Lewis Bowman. Born November 9th, 1887, near Fort Worth, Texas, to parents who were natives of Kentucky. Ude was the youngest of three siblings, and one of his mother was a music teacher. So it is quite likely that she was partly responsible for Ude's earliest musical exposure to piano and composition. After a few attempts at writing in his teens and early 20s, he struck out on his own as an itinerant pianist, playing largely in the prostitution districts of large towns and cities where the better bordellos were located. After spending some time working and playing piano in the districts, both in Fort Worth and Kansas City, Bowman composed what would ultimately become the largest selling rag in our history, the 12th Street Rag, in 1914. He claims he wrote it as early as 1905, but this is hard to confirm. If anyone has listened to it, you know that it is melodically simple, due to the secondary rag theme or 3/4 pattern, which made it easy to play by ear and to improvise on, which created a durable hit once it was published. However, when performed directly from the sheet music using the octaves in the original score, it becomes a bit more challenging. In fact, the self-publication of this rag, submitted for copyright on January 2, 1915, was deemed nearly impossible to play, particularly the introduction and the third strain. It was revamped for a second edition. After Limit, well, let's actually stop at that point, and let's listen to the original score of the 12th Street Rag. This one played by Mr. Richard Dowling, and pay attention to the opening part of this with all of the octaves and everything before he gets into the part that you will recognize, and I think you will see that it was indeed a difficult piece to play until it was reworked. Here's Richard Dowling.